Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
This episode is brought to you by Freshworks, AI-powered service software that makes work easier and processes less complex. Are you working harder than your software? Uncomplicate your business with Freshservice for IT and Freshdesk for customer support. Stop wrestling with clunky tools and start focusing on what matters, delivering exceptional employee and customer experiences that drive ROI in weeks versus years, all with no hidden fees. Start working smarter, not harder, with Freshworks uncomplicated service software. Learn more at freshworks.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, with me now for another edition of the Tech Takeover TLDR. Too long, didn't read, Jess. Too long, didn't play it.
Sims is 25 years old. Now, you must have played it and been obsessed with it like
I was,
right?
No, never played it.
Ever?
No.
How?
What do you mean how? Like how I didn't sit down in front of a console and turn on Sims.
You haven't lived, young Kieran Cuddihy.
For all of those people out there...
Who also haven't lived,
the non-nerds amongst us, what is Sims?
Sims is... The premise of it is so simple and basic. You sat down, and I actually was nearly late for coming into you because I was outside in the office playing it on my phone now. The idea is that you build up and... create your own society. So you set up this little world and you get points by doing things. So when you set up the game, you decide what you're going to look like, what you're going to be called. And then you have to do things like build your house. You have to pick out your wardrobe. You have to place your bath. You have to get a job. And then you go about building a wider community. But you're in control of who lives where, what they do for a living, how everyone behaves in society. And genuinely, I spent the last 15 minutes out there playing it. At a time where you feel like, you know, maybe you're not in control of a lot of what's going on in the world, I'd highly recommend everyone give Sims a go.
Oh, so that's why it was interesting for you. It was at a time where you felt kind of lost, was it?
As a control freak who's also often been told that I need to calm down and I can't control everything, Sims is just an absolute joy. Now, it has to be said, I'm not the only person in the world like this. There's been three or four versions of Sims over the years.
Sorry, can I ask, Sim City now, I played Sim City and Sim City 2000, that came out in the early 90s.
Yeah. So
is that anything to Sims?
Yes, yeah. So you went around the world, like the...
But Sim City, you basically designed a city, so,
yes.
You know, you'd kind of... Yeah, you'd build your roads, you'd put in your utilities, you'd have to zone areas.
So that was...
It sounds so boring to young people listening who play kind of, you know, Call of Duty or whatever, but this was really exciting stuff. You'd have to raise taxes.
Yeah.
There have to be bin connections.
That was the newer version of it. So across the years, so there's been, though they were the three sequels, and that alongside the original one, the expansion packs have sold more than 200 million copies, and the franchise has had more than 500 million players since it was founded 25 years ago. And they're bringing it back for the 25th anniversary.
But what was the difference with Sims compared to SimCity? You actually controlled people in Sims, was it?
It was a more advanced version of it.
So
SimCity was like I think it was version 2 of it that came out in around 2000, I want to say. And it was just that the graphics had gotten more sophisticated. They also added in the different expansion packs that you could buy. So you could add on to have, you know, whether it was you wanted to have same-sex couples, whether you wanted to have different kind of jobs. There was more options available to you in the society that you were building and you were expanding. And it is one of those games that holds a serious element of nostalgia for people, but it's also one of those ones that I would actually say is a bit of a learning game, and it's also a good game, I think, for educating younger people about consequences.
Okay.
About responsibilities, about money management, because you do build up currency within the games and you have to decide where you're going to prioritize and where you're going to spend your money. And I genuinely think it was almost the perfect game because you could decide, as I said, everything about it. It wasn't so taxing that you get stressy. Like, I do a monthly gaming review on Tech Talk, and sometimes when I'm playing some of the newer titles, like, you need to lie down after some of them because they're so intense and they're very adrenaline heavy. Sims is just chewing gum for the brain.
And when you say you were playing it outside, were you playing like the old version on some emulator thing, or were you playing...
You can download the app.
Oh, you can just play it on your phone now.
Yeah, you can play... There's
an app for that.
There's an app for that. It's called Sims Free Play. Now, the one thing I would say is you are bombarded every 7 seconds to buy additional packs. So if I wanted to grow my bell peppers that little bit quicker than I managed to do myself, I could pay the privilege of $6.99. Mm. Once you're wary of that, I think it's lovely. If you have young people in your life, if you're someone like me who played Sims when you were younger, and if you want to get your kids into these types of games that are not, you know, point and shoot games, there's a bit more calm to it, but there's also a bit of a purpose. Animal Crossing on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of I checked my stats on it, and I've spent 23 hours of my life playing it.
Oh, that is depressing.
And I've had it since I was 33. So in the last two or three years, I've spent.
Think of the things you could have mastered.
I have nailed it. My island in Animal Crossing is beautiful. But I do think that there is a place for these games. And I think it's nice to see them being brought back. It's nice to see games that are being brought back that aren't Spider-Man or Batman or any of those big franchises. And I just wanted to mark the important anniversary.
I think when you were playing Sims, I used to play Civilization 2, Sid Meier's Civilization 2. Do you remember that?
No.
It was brilliant. You'd have to kind of found little settlements and then go off and kind of discover the world. And then you'd have to decide what you were going to invest your resources in terms of making new discoveries, whether you discover kind of metalwork or map making or what have you.
Okay.
And then you could develop kind of triremes, or you would develop a kind of an ironworks, whatever it happened to be. It was really exciting. But they also had scenarios that you could kind of parachute into.
Yeah.
In World War II, you could be the Nazis.
No.
Don't know if they'd do a game today where you could be the Nazis.
No, but I mean, you
it's always
me,
like, nuke New York City.
You called me a nerd a second ago. Your game sounds even dorkier than my game,
no
to
way,
be fair.
No way.
What I will was not history hear, on gaming, you
will
guys?
Will not hear a crossword dork. Said about yeah. Sid Meier's Civilization 2. Exposure to SimCity and The Sims growing up influenced me to become a city planner.
Love
says
it.
Says Niall in Dublin.
Love it.
Apparently, if you're a really bad SimCity player, your virtual city would end up resembling real world Dublin, says somebody else. And John the Napper says, Kieran, imagine if Trump played Sims. He'd definitely make himself God. I own the world and all of the universe. Never played Sims, says somebody else, but I did play SimCity and Theme Park and Populous.
Yeah.
Civilization, hands down, amazing. Also, Age of Empires, which is back, says Ross. Ross. You are a wise man. You are a wise man. Jess, what's your tech tip this week?
So Safer Internet Day is tomorrow. This is one of those days where we are going to see a lot, and you will hear a lot tomorrow as well, about online safety, about stuff we already know. So if you've got young people in your life and if they're using devices, you need to not necessarily be a helicopter parent, but you need to initiate conversations with your kids about what they are using their devices for, who they're communicating with, and also just be involved in whether it's the apps they use and so on. Take a few minutes this evening, initiate a conversation with your kid and ask them what are their favorite apps on their phone. Then my top tip is that you download those apps onto your phone. It doesn't mean you have to start doing TikTok dances or whatever it is, but just get familiar with the, I suppose, infrastructure of the app. How do you block someone? How do you report something? How do you take a screenshot on an app? Mm. Get ahead of these things so that if and when an issue ever arises, it's not a foreign language to you. It takes a matter of minutes. If you don't know where to go, there are brilliant resources out there. There are fantastic portals like webwise.ie, CyberSafe Kids, and the ISPCC has a fantastic parental hub too. There's plenty of information out there, but the key thing here is to get ahead of it and also check your own house. Get your own social media, your own digital presence in order. Take a few minutes to protect yourself, protect your data, and protect your images as well.
What's your tech rec?
Do you remember last week you were slacking me because I'm boring and I was going on about my doorbell?
I do.
I'm all about light bulbs this week.
Oh, Jess. Excitement in your life knows no bounds.
Oh, I love a smart light bulb, Kieran. I went out over the long weekend. This was the highlight of my long weekend, again, making me the most boring person in Ireland. But I went out and replaced all of my light bulbs with smart light bulbs. They're not that expensive. They used to be mega expensive. They are not that expensive anymore. You plug them in, twist them in, whatever way you put a light bulb in. Pair them to your phone. The ones that I got work with both Amazon Alexa and with Google devices. I can now shout to turn off my lights because my smart speakers will do it. I can also then customize them on my smart home app on my phone. So if I wanted to have bright white light when I'm cooking, but then maybe a nice red light for Valentine's Day, which is also my birthday, put it in your diaries, folks. You can do that. You can customize the look, the feel, the vibe, the ambiance of your home. And also the big thing for me is that when you get into bed and you're doing your book burrito with your Kindle remote control and you realize you forgot to turn the lights off downstairs, you don't have to get out of bed to do it. You can just do it from the phone.
Well, if Jess's other half is listening and Valentine's Day is around the corner, packet of light bulbs will do the trick.
That's all I want.
087 1400 106. Jess Kelly, thank you very, very much. Jess will be back for another edition of the Tech Takeover at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at ComcastCorporation.com/Wi-Fi.